Well, good morning. It's good to have all of you here. I'm so happy to hear you. Today is what day?
Earth Day.
It's Earth Day. What in the world is Earth Day?
It's when we give pride to Jesus and help him save the world.
You can all be seated now. It's all done. I have nothing more to add. That is really good. Yeah. This is the day we give praise to God for everything that God has made. So I wanted to ask you all a question. What is the one thing you would like to praise God for today on Earth Day? And something in nature, something about what God has created?
Butterflies.
Butterflies. Why butterflies?
Because they're pretty.
Because they're pretty. Which one?
Cheese.
I thought you said cheese. I give thanks to God for cheese, but you said trees. How come trees?
Just a second. They give us oxygen and they give us fruit to eat.
They give us oxygen and fruit to eat. Very true. Thank you. Yes.
Grass.
Why grass?
Because it feeds cows so we can have stuff to eat.
Complex but excellent.
Milk healthy for us.
Yes.
And that's saving the world by recycling.
Yes, and tenderloin. Oh, but we won't go there. Yes. What do you think is real? What do you want to give thanks to God for?
For yourself.
For yourself. I think that's good because God made yourself too. Yeah. Raphael. Que paso? What are you thankful for? Something in nature. We'll come back to you. What's your favorite thing in all of nature? Flowers. How come you like flowers? You go places and pick flowers. They're so pretty too, aren't they? Thank you. Flowers. Skylar, other than punching your mom, what are you thankful for in God's creation?
I like planting trees.
And you got to do that this morning, didn't you? You love to plant trees. We planted, do you remember what kind of tree we planted today?
The Chinese
tree? No, it was a Milo tree.
A Milo tree.
That was the one. It was a Milo tree. Well, you know, it's funny that you should ask what a Milo tree is because you can go ask Mr. Sullivan after church and he'll spend an hour telling you about Milo trees. Mr. Stark, did you think of anything that you want to give thanks to God for? Not a thing.
What about your home?
I give thanks for the ocean.
I give thanks for everything.
Well, I do too, but today I want to give thanks for the ocean because today, what's that? And home too, yeah. We give thanks. We give thanks for your home, especially. We give thanks. Let's all give thanks for her home. Okay, it's very true. Yeah, thank you. But we also give thanks for everything that God made. Well, today we heard a story about Jesus, and Jesus. Could you not do that? Jesus. That hugging is good. Choking into unconsciousness is bad. We want to give thanks to God for everything because you know when Jesus came to the disciples, the first thing he said to them was, "Peace be with you." And they thought he was a ghost. But you know, what Jesus did is he said, I'm not a ghost. I'm right here. I'm with you. I'm always going to be with you. And I'm going to send you out into the world to tell everybody about me and about the peace and joy and love that we all have for each other and for God's creation. So, you know, I think it's important for us to remember that loving Jesus and loving one another isn't just about our stuff, our things, our loves, our desires, but that we take care of the whole earth every day because that's how we can also show God's love. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places.